Channel R presents Rising Spotlight. Our in-depth series of interviews and music from our favorite emerging artists.
This week, it's Ruby and Pete from President Street.
Channel R Rising Spotlight starts now.
So how's things going with your music and everything? How's things plodding on for the year?
Yeah, good. We've had a great time releasing I Don't Wanna Be, and the reception to it's been, yeah, really great so far. So we've been thrilled with that. And, yeah, thank you as always for your support.
Oh, it's, you're more welcome.
It's really grateful. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've seen it's been doing good. I've been looking up and seeing different comments from people, you know, different reviews on it. And I can see it's doing really well. But I'm not surprised. It's a great song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've got such a great sound to your music, and your voice is what, you know, your singing voices as well. You all sound that way, but also, you know, your music that you play and everything, and the way you write it, it's great sound. I was listening to your music the other day and listened to a couple other of your songs, trying to think. You've got a sound as well that I've similar to what I've heard before by somebody, but not quite. But it's one of them. It's a song. Your songs and your sound is music you could have whenever. You can play it whenever. However you're feeling, you've got a song for all that, you know, for all different feelings. It's great music.
Thank you.
That's great. I mean, that's 100% what we try and do is, you know, put all as much effort as we can into the songwriting, you know. So
yeah,
we put heaps.
We've both, between the two of us, got such a diverse musical taste background between the two of us. So it definitely comes out in our music, and we don't want to box ourselves into any one genre or style of singing or style of production or style of, you know, songs. So yeah, we love that whatever we put out, people have been generous enough, you know, like you, to enjoy it.
Yeah, but that's it. I think that's better though, when you don't put yourself into that one box and have to go down that one road, because that must get quite stifling, I would have thought, in the end, because you've got to try and keep thinking of the same sort of ideas. Whereas with yourselves being diverse and not boxing yourselves in, you can go all directions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's certainly, we are fully independent, so certainly one thing is that we do get that flexibility that comes from that. And the other thing too is we really do just try and let the song dictate the direction.
Yeah.
Rather than going in saying we have to write a song at this tempo, this vibe, this feeling for this kind of radio or this kind of social media, whatever, you know, we just try to write this. We just try and tell stories and let the song write itself. So we do try and do that as much as we can. But thank you for that. It really is great to get that feedback.
Yeah, it's the best thing, I think, really. I love listening to a lot of indie music, you know, indie bands and indie artists with their music, because I always feel, I think you get more of a story with them. And I feel that you can hear the actual personality of the people as well in the songs, more so than people that are with big labels and have got to write a certain way.
I guess everyone is different. There's definitely major label artists out there that I guess a lot of people connect with as well. And
yeah,
I know I personally have as well. But yeah, with, as I think a lot of indie artists, you know, yeah, definitely not being constrained by the business side of the labels and having that greater creative flexibility. For us as independents, yeah, definitely something that we highly value, being able to do what we feel is us.
Definitely. So what plans have you got for this year? I mean, I know you just put that out. Have you got more music you're going to be looking at putting out this year?
Yes, we are always looking at new music and always trying to write. So, we're in the studio tomorrow, hopefully finishing up something that'll be our next single.
Awesome.
We definitely have a pipeline that we want to get going, and you know, we still have ambitions to do a bigger release sometime this year, a bit more of a mini album or EP. So yeah, we definitely got some in the pipelines. I'm hoping to, you know, get some shows going and, you know, see what we can make happen. Try and keep pushing on radio. People like you guys are really important to us, and we're always just trying to stay in touch with the people that, you know, really, really are important to us, really.
I got an idea, my dear. What a way, cross the channel and just disappear. I got a fantasy, you see. We'll swim together, get away from me. I don't really wanna be alone. I don't really wanna be alone.
Rising, the show that's all about discovering the next big thing in music, featuring the hottest emerging artists. Listen Monday to Saturdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
So we've got a record that's going to be coming soon. So how long do you reckon it will be before you put out the next one then?
So our next single, we'd say, will be coming in the next 3 months or so.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have something out by then, and then hopefully a bigger body of music towards the end of the year.
Good. You have to let me know as soon as you get ready to put that one out.
100% we will.
We will.
Get it out. Definitely, yeah. And then I have to get you involved in my next festival, my little online thing I do again.
No, we love that. We love that. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, thank you for doing it for me. It's great. It's just, I put it, it goes on YouTube, as you know, but then we also put all the audio onto Spotify as well, and we have it on the radio stations. Don't you find, though, music's great that way? You know, it can connect everybody where other things are so harmful and hateful and whatever. Music can be such a great healer and such a great connector. And I just found, I found, especially through COVID and everything else, I found that music was the one thing that kept everyone sane, I think, that kept me sane.
100%.
Food for the soul, as they say, huh?
Yeah. Isn't it? I've always been like that since as young as I can remember. Music has always been the one thing that I've always loved, a constant in my life, that I've always loved all sorts of music. Literally go back to 50s music, 60s music, whatever. It doesn't matter really with me. I love all sorts of music.
Well, we just had Taylor Swift in Australia, and the positivity that comes around her shows is just exceptional. It's so inspiring.
Yeah.
Just the amount of just, you know, even down to people making little bracelets and handing them out, you know, with little positive statements. It's just fantastic. It's amazing. And it's like really, with all the crap happening in the world, it's just like so refreshing to have the positivity that music can bring.
This is it, isn't it? That's it. You know, you can just get that. Music is that sort of thing that doesn't matter what's going on. You can find a song and you can find joy out of it.
It's absolutely right.
That's the main thing. I mean, I have your playlist that you have on Spotify for the cleaning one. I mean, I have that. I have different playlists myself on Spotify as well, but all these sort of things like Your Music Drive Me Crazy, A New One, Don't Want to Be, and there's a couple of other ones of yours I've got on from your other music that I found on your website. I've put these all on my playlist. They're for when I'm cleaning, they're for when I'm exercising, when I'm out power walking, you know, it doesn't matter. I've got that music, all different music. I love it. It's just great.
Brilliant.
Perfect. Something for every mood and every activity.
that's it you can just, you know, it doesn't have to be certain music, does it? You can just put on such a mix. I have such an eclectic mix of all different playlists, but it's great for whatever, however you feel. That's the thing, music can just make you feel so good, can't it? It can give you that boost, that lift.
Exactly. I was just going to say, and also can help make a shift as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And I love your music.
We've got a little breakup playlist as well as the cleaning one, and the breakup one sort of progressively goes from, you know, being sad to being angry to then just, being all good with it. And
that's great, isn't it? Yeah, because sometimes people want that. They want to just have something that they can have a cry to, and then something that starts bring them out of it, and then something that makes them, like, want to trash the room, I suppose. And then something that can make them just think, you know what, that's it, I'm done, let's get on.
Absolutely.
I can totally see that. I mean, that's it. You do, you have all sorts of things, but at the end of the day, it's always one of them things. It's not judgmental. There we go. Music is not judgmental.
Absolutely,
that's exactly right.
Yeah,
I felt your heartbeat from across that crowded room, and I thought, could this be something when I locked eyes on you? And I know I'm quick to surrender, hold my heart and keep it together. Yeah, I know now I want forever. I'm holding out this time. I don't want another heartbreak layer. I don't want another video gamer. I don't want no cheap time waster. No way, no way. I don't want another heartbreak. game made up by you, and I jumped in with both feet in deep and like a fool. And I thought that we'd be forever. I felt so hot, couldn't keep it together. But I know there's something wrong when you smile but act so cruel. I don't want another heartbreak layer. I don't want another video game. I don't want no cheap time waster. No way, no way. I don't want another heartbreak layer. I don't want another video game. I don't want no cheap time waster. No way, no way.
channelrradio.com/rising.
I'm really excited the fact that you're going to bring an EP out, because I've been listening a lot to your music recently anyway, and looking at a lot of your different stuff, your different sounds and your different tracks. And I think that'd be great.
Yeah, well, hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully you still like it on the other side.
We hope we make you proud.
Yeah.
But it will be, there will be a little bit of diversity musically in there as well, sonically in there, so.
Yeah, well, that's good, though. That's what you want, don't you? You want to have it all different. You don't want to be the same all the time, do you?
Yeah, you don't listen to, you know, a bunch of songs that all sound like one after the other sound the same.
Yeah, no, you want to change it up, don't you? That's it. That's that. I think that's the better thing about it. When you get an album and every song sounds the same, it's a bit boring. You know, if it's just the same tempo and just the same sort of sound. Whereas I find with yours, they all diverse, they all change. You know it's you can tell it's you, but you've got all the different sounds to the songs. They're not all the same.
That's really great compliment. Yeah, that's a really great compliment from us. And that's one of the things we always strive to be, is sort of relevant but unique, is what we're always striving to try and be.
Well, you certainly are. And I like the music.
We would love and hope to have you at a live show, and sometime, fingers crossed, we can get back to the UK, because we've been doing a fair bit of work as well on our live show too, and making sure that the visuals and the experience of our live show is also sort of as different visually as it is sonically too, because I guess, you know, we do festivals, so if we play them, you know, we might be performing in front of people who aren't as familiar with our sound, so we've also sort of felt that it's important to make sure that it's visually interesting too, while people are getting to know our music that's auditorily different and interesting too, we think, we hope, at least.
Definitely. Yeah, that would be great. Oh, yeah, I would definitely. That would be great to see you and to see all that, the visual as well, and to hear you live, definitely. That would be
something. Hopefully we'll have your name on the door soon.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Feel the way I feel.
it's been great speaking to you and catching up with you. Thanks ever so much for giving me the time today.
Likewise, thanks so much for having us. It's always great to chat with you, Tara.
You're welcome, Ruby. It's really, yeah, it's nice to catch up with you as well. Just wanted to have a little catch up with you and find out how things are going for this year with you, especially with putting your new music out and everything. So I'm glad everything's going, is on track, and I cross my fingers for you for all the rest of the info, you know, getting for UK and getting things going for yourselves. And I look forward to the single, the new single.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Well, I hope to speak to you again soon. And you take care and have a good rest of your night.
Likewise, and you too. And you thanks, too. Thanks to everyone listening too.
All right. Thanks, Ruby. Thanks, Pete.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Go behind the music with Channel R Rising Spotlight. Our in-depth series of interviews and music from our favorite emerging artists. Grab the podcast now at channelrradio.com/rising.